Hey everybody, it's Phoebe from PhoebeFazio.com, and I'm here with something different. Instead of a sound washing, I thought I'd tell you the story about how I came to be doing sound washing. And some of you have heard this story before, but I really wanted you to know where this is coming from. So I started going to see a therapist who turns out to be an energy worker, and I'd never had that kind of experience before. And so after a couple of sessions with her, she ended up doing this, making these sounds with her voice that I'd heard her do that a little bit before, and I understood it was called toning, but I didn't really know that much about it. And so in this particular session, I was laying on my back on a massage table, and she had one hand underneath me on my back, my upper back, and the other hand on my chest, and she was making these sounds. And I was, you know, kind of in this eyes closed, relaxed state, and then she makes these sounds, and I open my eyes, and I look up at her, and I'm like, what? And then I'm like, okay, just relax and go back, because it felt really good and it sounded really neat, and I just, you know, wanted to know more. So after she finished that, I asked her, what were those sounds? What was that? And she said, those are your sounds. So of course I took that literally, like, those are my sounds. Wow, I wonder how am I supposed to make those sounds? So I started trying to make the sounds, and now I understand the sounds that I was really drawn to are called overtones, and I do that now. And I was really trying to figure it out, and I was studying and trying to find, you know, instructional books or recordings or whatever on how to do that, and I didn't really find them, you know, when I was looking, but I started playing around with it and practicing it, and I have since found different styles of teaching that and so forth. But so I had that experience, and I was trying to make those sounds, and you know, I still I was toning for myself, and a lot of people had said to me, you're going to be doing this, and I said, what? And they said, this toning, you're going to do something with toning, and you're going to be helping people with it. Oh, that's cool, I like that idea. But I had all these questions about, like, what does that look like? And what does that mean, I'm helping people with those sounds? Like, how do I do that? Do I go to hospitals and make the sounds for people? I mean, that sounded cool, but I'd never heard of that happening in hospitals before. So I was having a hard time wrapping my mind around that. So I did keep asking, you know, the universe, just like, what does it look like? And I didn't ever get any clear answer about what it looked like, but I did get that I was just supposed to do it, and so I kept doing it, and I kept asking questions like, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to do, and they just said, just do it, and then it got a little bit clearer that I was supposed to do something every day, and it didn't really matter what it was that I did every day, but I was supposed to be toning every day. And then I came to the understanding that I should tone the chakras every day. That each chakra has a vowel and a tone, and that I should do that every day. So I just picked that practice, and I did that every day. And it was when I committed to doing it every single day that more sounds opened up in me, and more freedom to explore the sounds, and so many other things shifted in my life that opened me to more sensitivities. You know, I was more sensitive to energy and understanding, and open to allowing those awarenesses to come. It was easier for me to meditate. It was easier for me to get to a place where of receiving information. So I'd been doing that every day in the car, mostly, like on my way to work or whatever. And I had committed to that, and I just kept doing it and noticing what was opening up in my life. And I don't remember how long I'd been doing that. But one day during a meditation, I saw these words, sound washing, just like flashing across my visual field. And I typically don't see things, you know, like some people get visions or whatever. I don't usually see things like that. So that was, you know, startling enough that I took notice and I took it into my journaling and I asked, you know, what is sound washing? And the answer was, that's what you do. And I kind of, you know, was like, well, what do I do? I'm still in this state of, what is this that I'm doing? And the answer, it was, you know, just kind of cracked me up. So I'm, you know, I get this sound washing. I'm asking, what is sound washing? And it says, that's what you do. And I said, what is it that I do? And they said, sound washing. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, there you go. Something very unusual, something unique to me. And that's what sound washing is. So I still, you know, didn't really know what it was until I started to record it and started to play with it and offer it to people. And I'd say, hey, you want a sound washing? They're like, yeah, sure. What's that? So I, you know, just tune into the person and make some sounds using my voice. And I discovered that they were short. They were usually between 2 and 7 minutes and so forth. And so I could record them and send them to them. And now I offer them on my website for $50 and people buy them and people are amazed. I'm amazed. I still don't really get it. You know, I'm channeling sounds for people because I can tune into them and the sounds that I make are very profound for these people. So that's how it came about. I have to share this one story about the first time I shared this with people. I had just gotten that vision, you know, of sound washing, and was still in that state of, okay, it's a thing that I do, and it's called sound washing. And so I was at a group, you know, a spiritual circle of people, and by way of introducing ourselves, the group leader was saying, well, how about if we each introduce something that nobody knows about us? And of course, I had the perfect thing, as it was something I didn't even know about myself until that day. So I introduced that, and then the leader was like, when he was introducing, you know, the agenda for the evening, and he sort of added like, well, and maybe we'll have a sound washing. And I was like, maybe we will. And so I had my opportunity to provide a sound washing, not knowing really what it was. So I stood up in the center of this circle of, you know, about 10 people or so. And I just stood there and I put my hands out and I took a deep breath and I started to make sounds. And the most amazing thing happened. When I was making those sounds, tears were flowing out of my eyes. You know, like I wasn't crying. I wasn't like bawling or anything. I was making these sounds. And the tears were just flushing out. And like when I was finished, my whole shirt was all wet from all those tears. And it was such an amazing experience to have that opportunity to be witnessed in something that I didn't even recognize in myself at that time. And people shared about how it felt for them. And that was powerful. I mean, one of the comments, a couple of the, I still remember those comments. And it was, you know, probably 5 years ago. But one of the comments was that it put this person into a meditative state faster than anything he'd ever experienced before. And he does a lot of meditating. And that meant a lot to me. And then another person said that she couldn't stop sitting up straight. Like, she couldn't not sit up straight. And other people had visions of bubbles and, like, you know, like this sound washing. There was, like, there was some sort of actual washing going on. And so it was just the most gratifying experience to have that download of sound washing, not knowing what it is, putting myself out there and sharing it, and getting that acknowledgement. So that's the story of how I came to do sound washing and where it came from. So now I've been sharing these with you for probably a little over a year on emails, and people still comment about how powerful they are to them, and I am just humbled and so grateful to all of you for listening to these and for letting me come into your inbox, because I know we all get inundated with so many emails. So thank you for opening those emails and listening to me today tell you the story about sound washing. If you'd like a sound washing, I'm having a special. I usually charge $50 each, and for you guys, I'm offering them for $10. A few of you might have caught this on Facebook, and if you already got one, that's okay. Have another one. You can order multiples. You can get gift certificates and send them to people, or you can share this, and they can have the deal too. I'm not sure how long I'm going to offer it. So just get in and get one, and or two or three or ten, and enjoy. And thank you again for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.